I'm Paul Chesser, director of the Corporate Integrity Project for National Legal and Policy Center. Twitter claims it is transparent about its lobbying activities and expenditures by linking on its website to its federal reports. These reports come nowhere close to what our proposal seeks and don't tell nearly enough about the why and what regarding Twitter's lobbying. We can only see minimal information that only hints at a bigger, disturbing picture that must be disclosed to shareholders. First of all, each report is signed by Twitter's top advocate for the censorship of conservatives, Chief Legal Counsel Vijaya Gadde. How telling. The same company official creating fog around Twitter's lobbying activities is also the one responsible for shutting down conservative viewpoints. And like the lack of disclosure over what they specifically seek through their lobbying, so also are Ms. Gadde and Twitter secretive about their censorship regime. Two of Twitter's top lobbying issues are content moderation and misinformation. It's no surprise that Twitter wants to keep us in the dark about those activities. After all, Ms. Gadde and Twitter themselves are the master misinformers after their censorship of the New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop story a month before the 2020 election. Twitter tried to justify that censorship by labeling it as, quote, content obtained through hacking that contains private information, end quote. That was a total lie, backed up by zero evidence. At the same time, Twitter allowed stories to circulate about 50 former national security officials who called the Post story Russian disinformation. Of course, all sane people knew that claim was a lie then, it's still a lie, yet the propagandists at Twitter allowed it to circulate freely, and they still do. A normal profitable company would be embarrassed by these revelations, but that's not what Twitter is. Instead, the money-losing company is doubling down on the misinformation shtick. Last week, Twitter announced that Yale Roth, who is also behind the Hunter Biden article clampdown, was put in charge of the company's so-called crisis misinformation policy. Other issues that Twitter lists as lobbying interests are a progressive laundry list: immigration reform, election integrity, voting access, policing reform, and diversity and inclusion. These should fall under the purview of activist groups, not a media company expected to turn a profit. Twitter wasted more than $1.7 million in 2021 on advocacy lobbying, tripling what it spent 6 years earlier. As was exposed in an undercover video last week, Twitter's about ideology, not free speech or profit. It's no wonder so many Twitter employees are terrified that Elon Musk is buying the company and plans to turn their lying progressive playground into a true free speech platform. Cleaning up this mess can't come soon enough.